exams. The old man said I had to be the best one. I had to do this and I had to do that. They really kept me under constant pressure. And why aren't you the captain of the cricket team? Why aren't you the genius of the class? It's about time you pull your socks up, my lad. Otherwise you'll get a rude awakening. I had to be this and I had to do that. I really had to try and be a someone. And they all tried to make a someone out of me. I never saw that I could only be me. The worst thing about the system is the system. And if I was to be successful now,
hey, mother, that's our lad there, look. He's a good lad. Aye, he's a good lad. We got 48 million in the bank now, aye. Aye, he's a good lad. But I always knew he had it in him, you know. I always knew he had it in him, I said so. Yeah, I was right. Yeah, I was right. But, Dad, I came away from you. I came away from everything that the whole of that scene stood for. I mean, you remember all those heroes you wanted me to be, all those engine drivers I had to be. But I tell you, there was only one thing I could have been, and it was me. Yeah, but you know, well.
Aye, lad, but I knew you had it in you.
So you knew I had it in me. Yeah. So what's the new word, success? Yeah, all right, so, well, if that's what success means, you can stuff it. I don't want to know. And the money and the trappings you can throw in the sea. Because I don't want
it. Hey, now, lad. Now then, come on, lad. Hey, it'd take me a long time to throw all the money you've got in the sea.
Oh, I don't know. Should never have picked the guitar up in the first place. I knew what I was doing, though. I was just trying to turn people on, that's all I was trying to do. But yeah, it's just as bad as them, though, that, isn't it? Everybody's got to be converted. Everybody must be converted. You got to belong somewhere. Yeah, well, never mind. Never mind. Just get on with it all, I suppose. Just get on with it. Yeah, well.
Hey, lad, I don't know. You're talking a lot of rubbish tonight. What do you mean?
There once was a tiny, very naughty little boy with a dirty face. His mum had taught him to be clean and tidy and kept him in his place. Was a man of culture, God was in the sky ready to give chase. There once was a tiny, very naughty little boy who grew into a youth. The mum and daddy read the daily horror, the Bible was the only truth. They groomed him for the battlefield of living in a world of abuse. Once upon a time there was a little being kicked out into a seething world. The lies that dear old mum and dad so innocently fed him with were all unfurled. In ignorance he grew to hate the lot he had inherited above. Look at the literature under his arm. He is doing his best to impress you. Man of the world and his own daydream hero, he desperately tries to convert you, but his thoughts, they are changing. And as he looks at himself, he looks at himself. Oh, where am I going and what am I doing? My head is so big and so weary. It's no good me trying to be all the things that I'm not. I'm me and I'm me only. And I've been so greedy. I've always wanted to be and never just be. Not much room for a selfish thought, and yet knowing just that it becomes one. Not much room for conceit, yet knowing that is conceited. What I am saying now exists not as words, but only as feeling. I'm feeling so. Once was a time when I thought you needed me. There once was a time when I thought I needed you, and I was right. You needed me for the continuance of the race, and all that I was needing was your loving. Absolutely liberated, just opening your eyes. Has it ever occurred to your searching senses that nothing is disguised? Have you ever had the feeling that the only thing you're living?
Aye, lad. But I knew you had it in you.